Everybody, welcome to today's episode of Kiwis in Business. This is the last episode of season two. Thank you so much for supporting me in this podcast. Really exciting times ahead. We are going to move into season three, but we are going to take a little break. So I thought, why not get this very, very special guest on for the last episode of this season, who's going to help us all feel a lot better about ourselves and our businesses just before we get into that Christmas madness. Her name is Hayley Wren, and she is an accountant slash bookkeeper who believes that personal well-being is 100% crucial to being a good business owner and leader. Plus, she was just crowned New Zealand's Bookkeeper of the Year, which is obviously a huge accolade for her. Hayley is here today to talk to us about bookkeeping, her background, her personal journey to get to where she is today, and give some tips for businesses to survive in a post-COVID environment as we head into 2021. So without further ado, I welcome Hayley to the show. Welcome to Kiwis in Business, Hayley. Lovely to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm quite excited to be here.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. And whereabouts are you based in the Hawke's Bay?
Normally, I would say in the sunny Hawke's Bay, but considering the floods of this week, we're not so sunny.
No. So you're in Napier?
We are in Napier, yes.
Oh, have you been affected by the flooding?
No. Luckily, I live on a big hill, so if we were affected by the flooding, I think most people would have drowned. So
yes,
I'm actually really lucky.
Really lucky, but yeah, it's devastating just watching what's going on down there. Okay, so you're based down in Napier and you've got a business called Accountable. So before we jump into talking to you about your business, I just wondered if you could give me a little bit of background about where you've come from in a personal and professional level and where you've got to today.
So I started out in business with my husband many, many, many years ago. We are still happily married, although he was my worst employee. And as self-employed small business owners, it was a real struggle to find anyone that could actually help. We'd ask the accountant, didn't actually get the information that I understood. And that sort of started me on my journey of education and the point to where I am at now. So I then, after that world of working self-employment, I then actually jumped ship and moved into working at Inland Revenue. And after a few years, I moved on to the official assignees office investigating bankruptcies and liquidations.
Wow.
So my last few roles really didn't do much for helping me make friends because no one ever liked me.
No.
And I sort of jumped out of that corporate world and started actually supporting small business, because in my roles at Inland Revenue and insolvency, there were a heap of small business owners that would have been really successful had they had the right advice at the right time.
Okay, and so was that something you were passionate about when you identified that need and you're like, well, actually, I have these skills, I can do this, I can help these people?
And that's pretty much it. I actually worked for free, so that's $0 for 3 years, just supporting small business owners and, you know, giving them the tools that they needed to be able to be successful. And out of that, Accountable sort of started growing because people refused to take my advice for free anymore and they wanted to pay.
Nice.
So I'm not complaining.
So were you doing that on the side to your normal full-time job, or did you just offer the advice for free, like as a full-time gig?
No, I actually signed up with New Zealand Business Mentors. I was studying for my HR degree at the time. So I signed up with New Zealand Business Mentors and, you know, had, I think at my peak, 10 of their clients on the go at the one time.
Mm.
And that sort of just got my foot in the door, and yes, then I started getting private clients.
Wow, just go you. And what qualities do you think you have that made you a natural business owner?
I think I've got a degree from the School of Hard Knocks. You know, a lot of the stuff that I actually support clients in, I've been there, done that. It's about understanding. It's about actually knowing how people tick. And because most of the time a small business owner is spending more time than is necessary second guessing their own decisions because they're just not sure. So let's give them all the tools they need to know that they're doing the right thing and they'll be more productive.
Fantastic. So can you give me a little bit of an overview then of what Accountable actually offers to these small business owners?
So we're a bit of a weird and wonderful breed. So we do bookkeeping, accounting, and the full business consultancy. So where I say accounting, we don't just do your end of year financial accounts. I don't see value in that. we actually catch up with our clients a couple of times during the year, and we're talking about your numbers throughout the year. And yes, once the end of year is done, we file the financial accounts, because IRD is the only one that gets the benefit from that one. But we would rather work with you throughout the year to actually tell you what your tax bill is going to be. And if you're making a problem, or if there's a problem, we want to be able to fix that during the year, not 18 months later.
I like that. And I think that's the thing when you run a business, as I do and as you do, you know how you can get easily distracted by all the other things that you have to do. For me, I'm not a financially minded person. So that's been one of the hardest things about running my own business over the years, is learning how to do the accounts. As I mentioned to you before, I use Xero, which has saved my life. But there is that little question I wanted to ask you around that, because currently with the situation with COVID, it's really tough for a lot of small businesses. And I know that you specialize in helping small businesses during financial difficulty or get out of that. So talk to me a little bit about that.
So pretty much that is my specialty, is, you know, working at Inland Revenue as a debt collector and then bankruptcies and liquidations. I know how and what we can do to actually turn the business around. It is very much an education perspective. Once I educate the business owners as to how they got into trouble in the first place, then we're able to actually get our way out. And I go and negotiate with Inland Revenue and ACC and whoever else we need to be able to buy some time and actually clean up the mess that we're in.
Right.
So, you know, when you're struggling financially, you don't make the best decisions. It's quite a stressful position. So just having someone in your corner, knowing that they're fighting for you so that you can focus on making money, I've been told, is quite reassuring.
Nice one. And how many businesses have you worked with this year? You don't have to give me names that have needed that specific support.
This is only something new that I started doing just before Christmas, so I think we're probably up to about 20 so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it, because accountants actually refer their clients through to me. And so between me, the accountant, and the client, you know, we're actually a really good team. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to do some really amazing things.
Okay. And speaking of amazing things, you've also won an award this year, the Institute of Certified New Zealand Bookkeepers Bookkeeper of the Year Award. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We just had our awards dinner on Saturday night, actually.
Fantastic. Where was that held?
Here in Napier. It was perfect sunny weather on the weekend.
Before it all turned to custard. Yeah. Well, look, congratulations. So what does that mean for you? How has that changed or, I guess, affected you?
It hasn't really changed. It's really just recognition of the work that we do as a team for our clients. The one good thing that has come out about it is people didn't realise that there was actually an Institute of Certified Bookkeepers, and there is over 1,000 members. So, you know, it has been really cool to be able to sit down over the weekend and hang out with my colleagues and share knowledge. And that's, you know, if I come across a sticky situation with a client, then there's 1,000 people I can go out to and actually get some specialised support. So I'd be lost without the bookkeepers.
Wonderful. Yeah, and bookkeeping is so important, again, to any business. So can you explain exactly what it is? Because a lot of people out there might be listening and thinking, is that accounting? Is that, you know, end of year taxes? What is it exactly?
No, so I've had this discussion with accountants quite a bit. Accountants can't do bookkeeping. It is a specialist skill set. So bookkeepers, we are in the business on a day-to-day basis, processing the paperwork, actually making the numbers work, fixing all the problems as they come along, you know, claiming the right GST, the entertainment expenses. And pretty much most bookkeepers that I know, if a client has an issue, it's the bookkeeper that solves it, not the accountant.
Okay, wonderful. And do you use systems like Xero or MYOB?
So we are a 100% Xero firm. So, yeah, so that's one of my big tools that I work with, and we're quite proud to be finalists in the Xero Awards this year as well. So.
Fantastic. Oh, great. When are they?
Next year.
Yeah, oh, good on you. Well, it sounds like you're ticking off lots of achievements, which is great. And tell me about your team. You mentioned that you've got a small team working for you.
I do. So I've got a team member in Auckland that manages all my Auckland-based clients. He does all the bookkeeping and all that sort of stuff. I do all the hands-on business consultancy. Let's say nicely, motivating clients to actually keep going forward rather than just sitting back relaxing. And then I've got a couple of other team members as well that help out with bookkeeping and administration.
So Hayley, I know that you've suffered from stress over the years, as we all do, running a business or working for a business. But I want to hear a little bit about that, because you had an incident in 2014 when you were 37 that really did impact your life. And I'd like to know how that also impacted your views on starting a business or running a business as well.
I think at the grand old age of 37, I had a cardiac arrest in front of my children. Luckily, I was in town, otherwise I probably wouldn't be here today. That was all fine and dandy. Well, as fine and dandy as a cardiac arrest can possibly be. And I was actually really good for 3 years with no issues. I had my ICD implanted, which is my internal cardio defibrillator. And there were no issues. However, I put myself into a stressful position. My business was actually growing quite rapidly. I decided that it was a perfect opportunity for me to join a national board, which was a little bit dysfunctional. And the stress was quite horrendous. What actually happened was every 2 months when we would go away for a meeting, my heart would stop and my ICD would fire. So in the July, it stopped once, and in the September, it stopped twice, and then in the November, it stopped 3 times. It gets really annoying after a while when your heart just keeps stopping in client meetings.
Yes.
And it didn't actually stop until I removed myself out of that stressful environment that I was actually working in.
Okay, yeah.
My whole thing now as small business owners, as things happen, and COVID is a big impact, it is putting more and more stress on each one of us, but we need to manage that. And there's only so many things one person can deal with, so it is a case of acknowledging that stress can make us physically sick,
mm-hmm.
and put boundaries in place to stop that from happening.
Actually, that's probably a good way to go into the next question, is what tips would you give to New Zealand business owners at this time, particularly at the end of this year? We're coming into the summer holidays, which we're all looking forward to. But what tips would you give based on your experience working with businesses and knowing how stress can really impact you?
I think the reality is, and it sounds incredibly stupid, but you do need to stop working to have a better business. You know, we can't work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and expect to still be delivering the same level of service to our clients that they've become accustomed to. We can't keep growing the business and adding to it if we're not going to actually grow ourselves and allow ourselves to have some time out. And 9 times out of 10, you've got to have at least a really good break. So what I would like everyone to do over the Christmas holidays is, yes, COVID has hit. Yes, there's been a whole heap of stuff that's happened, but it's actually okay to take a break and recharge.
Good advice.
2021 is a whole new year. Let's take that time off over Christmas and then really focus on growing the business in 2021 when you're ready and you're refreshed.
Good advice. I think everyone is due for a little holiday. I know I was at the New Zealand Marketing Awards last night, and everyone's just been working so hard in the marketing space. Incredibly busy this year. It's crazy. It's gone probably the other way than what people thought. But I think we're all due for a break and a breather. And I can imagine in your industry would be really due for a break as well. Yeah.
Well and true.
Yes. Okay. And so is there anything else you want to say about what you do and how you help people before we wrap up today?
I think, you know, for us at Accountable, we specialise in small business and startups. Like, we take the clients no one else really wants. And that is just because that is my passion. That is where they want the most education. They're hungry to learn. And we've got our education sessions that we run every month free of charge. And there is a heap of content on my website, which is about learning to grow better businesses. There's marketing. There is financial reporting, how to read financial accounts. There's a heap of stuff there. So if you are a small business owner, there's a heap of information
Fantastic.
That you can learn free of charge.
Free resources. And what's this SOS group that you run?
So it's I run coffee groups for small business owners. We're actually launching a new program next year for small business owners, which will be incredibly targeted, very small groups, but the idea is you will get a fully developed business plan, monthly coaching and quarterly coaching, where we actually reset your goals every 3 months. So, and you'll do it with a group of your peers. So it's really, I love it actually working with these guys, and they start helping each other out.
Fantastic. And there's not a lot like that out there, is there? There's a lot of networking groups, but there's not a lot of support groups around finance for businesses.
No, and this is about, you know, we'll all sit down and talk about marketing plans. We'll talk about HR, about, you know, all of those bits that business owners get stuck on. And share, like one of my clients shared once that when they first started out in business, they didn't want to pay the extra $10 fee for a fuel card, so they would drive around town dropping the fuel card off to the next van that needed to fill up.
Wow.
You know, it is actually really cool to hear what other people are doing in their business so that you're not actually alone. Everyone's doing the same thing. It just feels like you're the dumbest.
Yeah, exactly. And so what are your hopes? What's your vision and your hopes for New Zealand businesses over the next 12 months?
You know, here at Accountable, we're trying to create the accountable community where everyone is actually on track and feeling supported. I would hope that New Zealanders stop going down the pub and getting their business advice from, you know, the mate over the bar or something like that. It is not always truthful. And stop comparing yourself to the person next door, because, you know, my time at Inland Revenue, there were many, many successful businesses that didn't pay tax. So you can't compete with someone who's not completely compliant.
No.
So just fight your own fight, really, and enjoy the ride that you're on, but make sure that you've got really good friends.
Great. Well, that's good advice and a good vision. So thank you so much for joining me today. If people want to find out more about Accountable, what is your website URL?
So it is www.accountable, so accountable.co.nz.
Great. And are you guys on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram?
We are on all three, but don't ask me about Instagram because my teenage daughter set it up for me.
fair enough. All right. Well, look, if they head to your website, they can get those links. So again, thanks, Hayley, and I hope the rain clears up for you guys down there soon and you have a really relaxing Christmas break.
We will. Thank you very much.
No problem. Talk soon.